Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Erevin, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes. So the Mishnah is going to talk about where you have area under a tree's branches that takes on the status of Rishos Yachid. Ilan Shu Mesech Alaretz, if you have a tree that sort of creates an ohel over the ground, it has so many branches on all sides that it creates an area underneath it that you can just sort of get shelter in that area around the trunk of the tree where you're sheltered by the branches. If the branches end within three tvachim of the ground, even at some distance from the tree, then they create their own Rishos Yachid, and you're allowed to carry in the whole area under those branches because you're fully surrounded by walls, so to speak. So once we're talking about a tree, the Mishnah says, if you have roots of a tree that are more than three tvachim above the ground, lo yeshev alein, you shouldn't sit on those roots on Shabbos, because you know that it'd be mishtamish pi'ilon on Shabbos, because people were afraid that people would violate the isser of breaking off a branch of the isser of kotzer if you were mishtamish pi'ilon. But it's only called mishtamish pi'ilon if the roots are more than three tefachim off the ground. But if they're lower than three tefachim from the ground, then that's just considered the ground, and you're allowed to sit on the ground on Shabbos. So only if it's more than three tefachim off the ground is that considered that you're being mishtamish pi'ilon, that you're using a tree, right? That's Nisar Drabanan, right? That's the famous story they tell of the stipler, I think. I think they say that the stipler went deaf because he was serving in the Russian army and he was on Shmirah, and the previous guard left him a coat to use, and it was Friday night, and the guy left the coat hanging on a tree branch. So he thought it was a violation and to take the coat off of the branch, and it was so freezing cold outside that it was dangerous, and he lost his hearing. And that's why when people went to the stipler, they had to write things down because he couldn't hear anything. I think that's the maisa that they tell. I'm not sure if it's a reliable maisa or not a reliable maisa, but that's the maisa that that they tell. He had a tremendous yiras chait, meaning pashtus is la halacha, he would be allowed to do that, right? For even a chalash ein bal sakana, you're allowed to be mishtamish be'ilan, let alone the such freezing cold that you would lose your hearing from. It was probably a chalash yish bal sakana, but he had such a tremendous yiras chait. That's what they say. Anyway, I think the rest of the Masechta is going to talk about using doors on Shabbos, and it just starts right in the middle of this Mishnah. So we're going to talk about it if you have a door that's not really attached to the building with hinges, but they just sort of like stoop it into the doorway. So you have to just remove it and put it down. So Hadela Sheba Mukze, V'chadokim Sheba Pirtzo Machtzalos. If you have a door to a backyard, a Mukze is the area behind the house where they would just leave stuff, and or you have a bunch of thorns that you use as a door in an opening in the wall, or reed mats that they would use as a door. Ain't all in bed. You're not allowed to close a doorway with them on Shabbos, because when you push them into place, that's like bone. It's like you're extending the wall. Elim kein gvoim in ha'aretz, unless they're dangling above the ground when they're not being used. I mean, if you lift them off up off the ground and stick them in the opening, that looks like bona. But when they're suspended above ground, then it's clear that they're meant to be attached to the doorway, and therefore it's meant to be used as a door. And using a door is not considered bona, because that's derech tashmisho. Meaning, even though it fits all the criteria of binyan ustira, when you open and close a door, opening a door l'chorah should be a melacha daraisa of soser, closing a door should be a melacha daraisa of bona, but there's this big heter called derech tashmisho, that it's meant to be used that way, so it's not considered a significant act of building or destroying. So when is it considered derech tashmisho? Only when it's very evident that it's meant to be used as a door. But if it's something that's lying on the ground and you just pick it up and stick it into the opening, that's not very clear that that's derech tashmisho. Now in Mishnah Dalet we said that a person can stand in a Rishos Yachid and move things within a Rishos Rabim, or vice versa. So our Mishnah says not everyone agrees with that. Lo yamud adam Rishos Yachid v'yivtach b'Rishos Rabim. A person shouldn't stand in a Rishos Yachid and pick up a key that's sitting in Rishos Rabim in order to open a door in the Rishus Rabim, because you might carry the key into the Rishus Yachid where you are. Or Rishus Harabim v'yiftach Rishus Yachid. You're not supposed to stand in Rishus Rabim and pick up a key that's in a Rishus Yachid and use it to open a door in the Rishus Yachid, because you might bring the key into the Rishus Harabim. In that last case, where you're trying to open something in a Rishus Yachid, if you made a mechitza that's 10 tvachim before Shabbos to turn that section of the Rishus Rabim into a Rishus Yachid, then it's going to be fine. Then you could use the key because everything's a Rishus Yachid. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That is the Shita of Rabbi Meir. So in those cases, Rabbi Meir mentioned that only Rishus Rabim and Rishus Yachid, where the concern is that the person might violate an Issur Da'oraisa of moving a key from a Rishus Rabim to a Rishus Yachid or vice versa. But Rabbi Meir paskins the same way, even when it's a Karmelis, meaning the case we gave is Rishus Rabim, Rishus Yachid. But Rabbi Meir holds the same thing when it's a Karmelis, meaning you're not even allowed to stand in a Karmelis and use a key in a Rishus Yachid, or for that matter, in a Rishus Rabim, because you might bring the key to where you are, which is a Karmelis. And that's even though carrying from a Karmelis to a Rishus Yachid, or carrying from a Karmelis to a Rishus Rabim, is only Drabban in the first place. Amru lo, the Chum said to Rabbi Meir, are you sure about that? Maisa b'shuk shel patam in shayu b'Yerushalayim. There was a story in the butcher's market in Yerushalayim, which had a din of a Karmelis. That when they would stand in the Karmelis, they would lock their booths, which were, and they would put the key in the windowsill right above the booth, which was a Rishus HaYachid. So apparently you're allowed to stand in a Karmelis and move a key that's in a Rishus HaYachid, and that's against Rabbi Meir. So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shuk Shel Tzamarim Haya. You got the right idea, but it wasn't a butcher's market, it was a market of people who sold wool. You're right in your point that Rabbi Meir seems to be incorrect based on this Maisa. It's just let's get the story accurate over here, and that's the way the story actually happened. That's the only point that Rabbi Yossi disagrees with, not a point of halacha, a point of metzius. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Ches we learned that if you have a tree that hovers, you know, that whose branches hover above the ground, and the ends of the branches reach within three tefachim of the ground, so the whole area under the tree is considered Rishus HaYachid, and you're allowed to carry all around it. But if there are any roots that stick out more than three tefachim above the ground of any tree, you're not allowed to sit on them because that's considered to be mishtamish bi'ilan. And then we started talking about a door. If you have a door that's not really attached to the building and it's just made out of out of whatever it's made out of, reeds or thorns or whatever, you're not allowed to stick it into an opening unless it's dangling above the ground, because then you know that it's meant to be used as a door, that's a derech tashmisho. And then in Mishnah Test we said a person should not stand in Rosh Hashanah Yachid and use a key to open a door in Rosh Hashanah Rabim or vice versa, unless he somehow turns that Rosh Hashanah Rabim into Rosh Hashanah Yachid before Shabbos. And Rav Meir holds that that's not only true when it comes to standing in Rosh Hashanah Rabim and opening a door in Rosh Hashanah Yachid or vice versa, but even from a Karmelis to Rosh Hashanah Rabim or a Karmelis to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you're not allowed to do. And Rabbi Yossi and the Chacham disagreed with that idea, and they said, no, Karmelis is going to be okay, that's only an Issur D'Rabbanan. And the Chacham said, I'll prove it to you, because it happened once in the meat market that they did that, and no one had a problem with it. Rabbi Yossi said, I agree with the Chachamim that it happened once and no one had a problem with it, but I disagree with the point of Metzius. They said it was a meat market. It was a market where they would sell wool. It was not a market where they had meat. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Yud, Mishnah Yud.